Gold Rush Aftermath. The two men most responsible for the California Gold Rush were John Sutter and James Marshall. After Marshall discovered gold on the American River, 40 miles northeast of Sutter's fort, the men working for Sutter deserted him and took up mining. The shops and the grist mills fell silent, hides rotted in the tanning vats, and the crops spoiled in the fields. Miners swarmed over Sutter's land and challenged his title to the property in court. Sutter finally gave up the sprawling land grant and moved to Pennsylvania. He died in 1880 while visiting Capitol Hill in an attempt to enlist Congress's help in winning compensation for his claims. James Marshall also suffered a miserable fate. He joined in the search for gold, but was luckless and never became wealthy. As his frustration mounted, he boasted he was the rightful owner of all the gold in California. Miners drove him from one camp to the next. He finally took up residence in a small cabin on the American River, near where he had made the original discovery, living in abject poverty, a forgotten man, until death took him in 1885. 5 years later, the California legislature spent $9,000 on a statue in his likeness, pointing at the exact spot where he had found the first nugget. You've been listening to Writing the West. The stories and poetry in this podcast are by Rick Stieber and appear in books by him. Log on to www.rickstieberauthor.com to find out more. This program was produced by Michael Messner by permission of the author. Special thanks to Michael Tucker, Rachel Pulliam, and Art Shingler. Thank you for listening.